Yeah, so I believe we just saw all of our agents get spun up at the same time and do their job parallel, so that was pretty impressive. And now, if we go over into our files, we can see each one of these reports from the agent. And actually what it's done is it's done each one of our little blog posts, deep dive, in-depth analysis, blog post, all that type of stuff. But it's also done a comprehensive blog post report, which is really interesting, and it kind of gave us a little summary of each individual episode, as well as a table with their titles. It was incredibly quick and easy to do. I've only been in here for, you know, like 5-10 minutes maybe. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with what I'm going to call a deja vu episode for you today. Another one of our favorite AI tools that we've covered a couple times on this show now, Convergence AI, or more accurately, Proxy, their agentic AI assistant, must have really felt the heat yesterday when Lindy launched their agent swarms, because today they just announced their equivalent feature, I'm going to call it, their swarm feature that they call parallel agents. And there are a few ways that it's actually different from the Lindy agent swarm that we covered yesterday. I think you're going to have more capability and flexibility and overall probably be able to automate more of your actual business processes and tasks with Lindy and that builder, that flow builder, their agent swarms, and the agents that you actually build out. However, as we will see in today's demo when we go through another deep work prompt with Convergence, it's a lot more just about just simple prompting. When you get down to the proxy user experience, you're going to see the parallel agents being spun up without any need to build anything, without any need to test or pull variables, anything like that. You just prompt and watch the agents do their work, and it's pretty impressive. Again, this is now another tool that we are coming back to. We talked about Convergence, I believe, two other times on the show when they first launched. Or when we first came across them anyway. And then when they announced their deep work feature, and now within this same deep work plan is where we have these parallel agents. And I think there's still some debate maybe, now I'm going off on a bit of a tangent, and I think it's a fair debate about just what type of agents we actually have available to us today in the case of whether it's Lindy or Agent.ai or Crew AI, all of these agent builder platforms that kind of give you light code to no code options on how to build these agents. And actually, now that we're talking about it, we absolutely need to do a follow-up on Agent.ai. There's just always so much to talk about in this space, as you guys all know, which I guess is good news for the show because I'm always going to want to talk about it anyway, and I'm always going to have something to talk about. But anyway, I think the agents, and I say that with quotation marks, that we have available to us today are definitely a step towards, I think, maybe what the original understanding or definition of an agent was to many people, which, you know, is maybe something with a little more agency than an automation that is definitely getting some flexibility and agency from prompts, but is still somewhat limited. So, you know, the question is, how much agency do these systems actually have, or are they really just automated prompts? And does that make for an agent, or is the fact that it's going to be, again, limited to what it's been prompted to do to some degree anyway, does that make it not an agent? Again, this is a debate that many people are having right now and is maybe definitely a topic for another episode. But my point is the agents that we do have now are very much a step towards agentic AI. Depending on who you ask, they may be agentic AI. But I think the ability now to deploy agents at this scale that we're seeing from all of these companies, specifically with Lindy yesterday, although it will be interesting to test out the limits of the parallel agents here in Proxy or Convergence and just how many they are able to spin up at once. But we have now seen, I think, the next step towards real impactful, practical agentic system where multiple agents can be deployed doing multiple assignments, especially again in the place of Proxy and deep work. I really love how each agent has a very distinctly assigned task. If you haven't seen how Proxy works, you'll get a look at it today. I think this is very much a stepping stone, if not towards true agentic AI, at least towards truly impactful agentic AI. Anyway, I have caught myself rambling again. Before we dive in and demo the deep work once more and the parallel agents that it actually deploys, I'm just going to read for you this synopsis from X here on the announcement from Convergence. And then I will also link to the post here from Convergence AI as well that you're seeing if you're watching along on video. Their post simply reads, "Today we're announcing the first parallel agent deployment in production, part of the deep work plan. It has made things insanely faster." And they also have a little video here that you can check out as well. And it looks like this system kind of takes their existing feature or process of spinning up multiple agents to handle each step of the process with multiple assignments and multiple tasks, and it does it concurrently. So it can take your tasks and divide them into smaller ones. In the case of our example today, we're going to be trying to replicate our YouTube to blog post use case that we built out yesterday in Lindy. So it's going to take each of our URLs, presumably, when it gets to the stage and spin up parallel agents to write our blog post for each one. And according to this little trend here on X as well, there are 100,000 users who have already adopted it. So shout out to Convergence for driving some heavy usership there. We continue to be big fans here at the AI Marketing Navigator. And again, I think there's some key differences in how in many of these systems that we mentioned earlier, you are building your agents, whereas with Proxy and Convergence, you have multiple agents working concurrently. You're really just prompting to that multiple agent scale, which is, I think, really, really powerful. Okay, enough of me yammering on. Let's go ahead and check out parallel agents within Convergence AI's Proxy. Okay, so here we are within the Convergence interface for our new task. Again, we've been in Convergence AI a few times, so nothing new here to anybody who has seen any of those episodes, but pretty traditional when it comes to like a chat interface with an AI agent. But what we're seeing here now is I've asked the proxy agent or parallel agents to retrieve a list of YouTube URLs from my channel and create a well-crafted blog post for each of them. So we're literally just trying to replicate the task or the workflow that we demonstrated yesterday in Lindy's agent swarms, and we're seeing if Proxy will apply its parallel agents to it for us today. So right away though, we can actually already see multiple agents taking action or doing work for us. Right here, you see Orchestrator. This is just that, the Orchestrator agent. Here it says, Proxy is in deep work mode. Agents are being spun up and you can switch between tabs to see them in action. And then we have this Proxy 1 agent right here, which has a notification little symbol on it. And pretty obviously, it needs the YouTube channel URL. I forgot to share that with it in our initial prompt. So I'm just going to grab that channel URL for Proxy, the Proxy 1 agent. It says, could you please provide the URL to your YouTube channel? We need it to scrape all video URLs from your channel. So let's go ahead and give it our channel URL here, and we'll let it continue its work. It says here, agent one completed their task, new agent spinning up, the workflow stage, the user provided the YouTube channel URL, channel URL clarification agent is chatting. So we are seeing these multiple agents, and we see another one in the upper right-hand corner here of our tabs for planning. So I'm not entirely clear if we have our parallel agents in action here or acting. My thinking is that if the task the agent will be doing is appropriate for multiple agents to break apart and take care of it at the same time in parallel processing, then it should do that. So maybe once we get to the point where it's going to actually scrape or when it's going to write the blog post for each one of our URLs, we'll see multiple agents working parallelly. We're still seeing this planning notification or this planning loading symbol here in our agent right now. So I'm going to go ahead and cut ahead to when we have our next step from the agent here. So stand by, everybody. Okay, we have our Proxy 2 agent live now. And what it is the YouTube video URL extractor. And we can see here in Proxy's view, it's going through our channel. It's going to extract all these URLs. And I'm thinking at that point, when it has all the URLs, we might see it break into some parallel agents. But again, we will see if that's what it takes. Stand by here. Well, the YouTube URL extractor is doing its work. It says, I will gather all video URLs by extracting the links from the full page. Okay, and it looks like it grabbed the first five, so it didn't go ahead and grab all of them. I can assume that's probably a wise choice. But now we have our third agent working here, and agent three completed their task, and it's writing the blog post. Proxy five, I think this might be the spinning up of the parallel agents that we're seeing here, because we see Proxy 3, Proxy 4, Proxy 5, and Proxy 6 all working on their episodes here. Yes, so I believe we just saw all of our agents get spun up at the same time and do their job parallel, so that was pretty impressive. And now if we go over into our files, we can see each one of these reports from the agent. And actually what it's done is it's done each one of our little blog posts, deep dive, in-depth analysis, blog post, all that type of stuff, but it's also done a comprehensive blog post report, which is really interesting, and it kind of gave us a little summary of each individual episode, as well as a table with their titles and stuff like that. So I'm super impressed with how Proxy works here. It was incredibly quick and easy to do. I've only been in here for, you know, like 5-10 minutes maybe, and it worked first go right away, so no issues there. I think, you know, you probably have more flexibility and power in kind of a Lindy type automation with what you're able to do with everything we covered yesterday, but that it also took longer to set up. And as drag and drop and no code as it is, and as intuitive as that is, it has significantly more steps than just going into proxy here, asking your, doing your one prompt and answering a question and watching the agents do their work. You have to first, you know, build those agents out in the case of Lindy, whereas proxy is giving you this agent right out of the box. So definitely a success here for proxy and replicating our YouTube URL to blog post task. I think, you know, a natural next step would just be to ask the agent to go grab some more URLs, grab all the URLs, and just if you need more blog posts, then do the same. Or again, if I were to kind of bring this to the next level, like we were talking about yesterday, I might ask the agent to go find similar URLs or episodes that are in the same category about the same tool, or that would work kind of to combine into individual blog posts to make them more kind of a pillar pieces of content, which is kind of what I imagine doing. So again, whether I do that in Lindy or proxy now, we'll follow up with you AI marketing navigators out there on how that goes. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.